Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. The Son of Man came to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. An argument arose among the disciples about which of them was the greatest. Jesus realized the intention of their hearts and took a child and placed it by his side and said to them, "Whoever receives this child in my name receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. For the one who is least among all of you is the one who is the greatest." Then John said in reply, "Master, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we tried to prevent him because he does not follow in our company." Jesus said to him, "Do not prevent him. Whoever is not against you is for you." Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia. 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 Whatever you do, at least you do it to me. This is the law of our faith. Jesus is present in every person, in each person. He wants us to treat each person as we treat him. Many times it's very difficult because we might say, Jesus is good, but he's not that good. Jesus forgive, but this person doesn't forgive. That's our point. But Jesus put us on another ankle to see things. Don't judge. Just serve. Just love. Whatever you do to the least, you do it to me. The least, the one that you don't like or they don't like you. The least is the one who do you bad things. But still, Jesus expects us have this love. On his earthly life, Jesus, you know, he met so many people and knows that many people are against him. He said, calm to treat every person, to love them. He wants us to do the same thing. Don't think we have to pray to ask for this special grace. But this humility, but this trust in his love, in his faith. Today, let us remember what Jesus says. Whatever you do to the least, you're doing it to me.